33 then, the Conservative Opposition Liberty Career Party's been in a rather difficult position lately, despite its frequent attacks on other, particularly the ruling party. But its lawmaker Kang Hyo-sung, who disclosed contents of a classified phone conversation between Presidents Moon and Trump after acquiring the information from a diplomat at the Korean embassy in Washington, apparently a fellow high schooler once upon a time. Well, many diplomatic experts as well as local media outlets are condemning this leak. And Jamie Sung, you're here to tell us more about it. Mm-hmm. Good morning, then.
Good morning.
And shall we start with the Kyunghyang Shinmun, which you would think would not be on the same side as the LKP, really on just about any issue. But it has said the situation spiraling out of control as more details have been revealed.
Yes, it turned out that several officials of the Korean embassy in the U.S. perused the printed contents of the two leaders' telephone conversation, which the paper called unprecedented. The paper explained the only person who was supposed to have access to confidential diplomatic information is Ambassador Cho Yoon-jae, as well as certain authorities only when deemed necessary. The editorial said it is aghast at the fact that many officials at the embassy shared confidential documents, and one of them, who's not even in direct charge of the matter, went as far as to leak it to his friend from high school and college. In light of this, an online petition was filed on the Blue House website Thursday, calling for stern punishment against lawmaker Kang Hyo-sung and the diplomatic official that leaked national security information, with over 88,000 people having signed the petition as of this morning. The Pyongyang also called on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to conduct a full review of its security system and devise measures to prevent recurrence.
This is a very contentious time, though, where no one seems willing to give an inch, and the Kyunghyang Shinmun found the LKP's response disappointing.
Yes, the paper reported that the LKP is pushing back and raising issue with former DPK lawmaker Jeong Chung-rae, who mentioned in a cable TV show in January 2018 that he has read the content of a phone conversation between President Moon Jae-in and President Trump. But as Jung explained then and now, he was referring to the conversation that the Blue House had officially disclosed on its website, and the cable TV also acknowledged this fact in a subtitle when the show was aired. The Pyongyang found the LKP's irrational counterattack laughable and said the LKP is pointing a finger at the wrong person for an incident that caused the U.S. to lose trust in Korea, when the LKP is a party that perpetually emphasizes the importance of the ROK-US alliance. The paper urged the LKP to stop making far-fetched excuses and apologize, as well as heed the advice of Chun Young-woo, a conservative former presidential secretary for foreign affairs to Lee Myung-bak, who argued that Kang has to be discharged from the party. The paper also claimed that the diplomats who have forsaken their duty must be sternly dealt with so that order can be reestablished in the ministry.
All right, let's move a little along the political scale, but not too far right, it would seem, in terms of its response. The Hanguk Ilbo, which, for anyone who's interested, is the parent newspaper of the Korea Times. I don't know if it's right to say parent or sister paper, but certainly the Hanguk Ilbo would be the equivalent of the Korea Times in Korean. So tell us, what was its take?
Well, first, the paper said LKP lawmaker Kang Hyo-sung's disclosure of classified diplomatic information, which was obtained through an inappropriate channel, has now been turned into a political row. The LKP has been justifying Kang's action as serving the public's right to know, but the paper says his actions are beyond common sense and logic to the point of receiving criticism, even from the conservative circles, as a criminal act that undermines the national interest. The paper reported that the LKP is pinning the blame on the Blue House instead of apologizing for the leak, insisting that, quote, the Blue House is trying to shift responsibility onto public officials and the opposition party after its shameful diplomacy and public deceit were revealed, end quote. And Kang Hyo-sung is also claiming the Blue House is oppressing public officials and putting a gag on the opposition party.
But the Hanguk Ilbo strongly rebuked that attitude.
Yes, the paper said the LKP cannot tell the difference between diplomacy and domestic politics, And recent, it makes no sense whatsoever that the LKP is even bringing up the public's right to know when what Kang Yo-sang did was leaking classified communications between the president and a foreign leader. The paper noted conservative diplomatic expert Chun Young-woo explained the problem of the LKP's attitude well in his Facebook post from Friday, where he said Kang's disclosure of the communications between the leaders of Korea and the U.S. is an act that turns Korea into an uncivilized country and cannot be justified under the pretense of public interest, adding that the LKP doesn't deserve to be a political party that dreams of seizing power if it condones Kang's actions. The paper reported another LKP lawmaker, Yoon Sang-hyun, who is the National Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee chairperson, also pointed out no one should impair the national interest in order to serve partisan objectives.
So what does this paper think should be done now?
It said both the lax rules at the foreign ministry and the politicians' desire for quick results led to this serious problem, and the Blue House should quickly and calmly get to the bottom of what happened and hold those responsible to account to avoid further diplomatic embarrassment.
And the Joyang-ilbo, as well as the Chosun-ilbo, both conservative papers, basically seem to criticize everybody.
Yes. Like the other papers, Jungang-ilbo first condemned the LKP's lame excuse about serving the public's right to know, and it also said it's a serious matter when a diplomat who has to uphold integrity as a public official leaks confidential information, and the paper condemned the foreign ministry for its mishaps. The paper then brought up former DPK lawmaker Jeong Chung-nae's cable TV statement from last year and alleged what he said could have been confidential information as well, despite what he has already explained. The paper lastly questioned whether the Blue House is being truthful with its denial of Kang's disclosure. The Jungang-ilbo said it therefore finds Kang Yo-sang's leak interesting, regardless of whether it's legal or not, and wrapped up the editorial by urging the government to make efforts to not have such a comedy repeat itself.
And can you also clarify what the Joseon-ilbo had to say?
Well, it was interesting that the Joseon-ilbo's editorial did not name Kang Yo-sang and instead kept referring to him as this lawmaker. Kang Yo-sang used to be a longtime Joseon-ilbo reporter. The paper first said it's not right for a diplomat to provide details of communications between presidents, but then suggested it's no big deal if what was revealed is not really a secret that must remain confidential. It even went on to question why a request from the Korean president to the U.S. president to visit Korea is considered classified information. The Joseon-ilbo said it doesn't understand a lot of things. For example, why Kang Yo-sang held a press conference to disclose this commonsensical diplomatic activity, according to the paper, or why the LKP criticized the Moon administration by labeling his request as diplomacy of begging. After that, it accused the administration of lying for its denial of the leaked statement and ventured to suggest what former DPK lawmaker said in a TV show last year about a conversation disclosed on the Blue House website was no different from Kang's leak of classified communications.
Thank you very much, Jamie. Good to have you with us for today's Spectrum.
Thanks for having me.